The National Poetry Month activity around the area continues tomorrow night as both of the UP Poet Laureates convene for an event at the Marquette Arts and Culture Center in the lower level of Peter White Library. And I have both of them here in the studio with me, Poet Laureate Emeritus Russ Thorburn and current UP Poet Laureate Andrea Scarpino. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Good morning.
Good morning, yes. It is... quite an opportunity here because, this is actually the first time we've had two UP Poet Laureates in the history of the whole program, so I get both of you in here. And I'd like to start with you, Russ, if it's all right. You've had the opportunity to have this title after your name for the last couple of years. What has it done for you? Has it changed anything in your life? Do you get more free coffee in the restaurant? What is it?
Get nothing free.
Oh, well.
It was a long road, a two-year journey to this point right here. I should have had another poet laureate all the time. It would have made things much easier. It could be in two places at once. I enjoyed meeting people up in the Keweenaw. I did a couple readings up there and working, you know, in the middle school and doing readings and talking with you on the radio, of course. So it was a good journey. I enjoyed the time and the mileage.
I would like to go back to the free coffee. Can we, somebody out in the listening audience, can we make that happen?
Well, I guess it's going to depend on where you go for that coffee.
That's true.
If they like poetry, or if they know you, or if they've heard about you on public radio, or whatnot. You know, it's going to happen eventually. Or someone will buy it for you. You never know.
I'll take that, too.
Yeah. Not that we're expecting this kind of stuff.
No.
I know. I don't get it when I go out anywhere. But it is, but besides a perk like that, I mean, there are a lot of perks to having a title like this. You know, people take more notice of what you're doing, I would assume, and maybe have higher expectations of what they're about to hear from you, too, I would think.
I think, when I went up to the Keweenaw, to Finlandia and Tech, I mean, they treated me outstandingly, and you know, had some money and was put up at, you know, lodging, what was fantastic and all that.
Oh, great.
So that's kind of, you know, standard, I think, you know, when you leave town, I mean, you need that. There's no stipend for the poet laureate position.
Right.
There should be, really. Other poet laureates do have a stipend. So we're kind of, you know, you'll be scrambling.
Well, and I've actually
dimes.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to put together a crowdsourcing campaign to try to get a little bit of a stipend for the next 2 years, because as you said, there isn't any funding built in, so just to have a little bit of wiggle room in terms of some projects and travel, I think would be really helpful.
Well, this whole program is a fledgling program. I mean, it's only a couple of years old with your first Poet Laureate designation, Russ. You know, had we thought in advance about this, we probably would have put some kind of a trust fund together for y'all.
Well, I broke it in, and then so still some dents and bumps there.
Oh, of course. Just like with anything new. You know, it's never coming out right the first time. But you have had your opportunities to visit different places and to meet new people and to share your writings with other people. And not just poetry, I will also add, Russ, for those of you who don't really know his history, you're not only a poet, but you're a playwright. You've written in other forms as well, and a musician to boot. So, do you get any free time?
Yeah, that's correct. Well, I have a May 7th, First Thursday event coming up with music and Jeremy Morlock on his electric 12-string has written a soundtrack, basically, for excerpts from my Salt and Blood novel, which I'll be kind of launching that night.
And that's in the community room at Peter White Library?
It's a big event, community room. The Petrov was tuned up.
Cool. That's a great piano, by the way.
Yeah, I love playing the Petrov.
And, Andrea, you already have a few irons in the fire? coming up here?
Yeah, I do, actually. Well, obviously, we have the reading and discussion on Thursday that's meant to help celebrate Russ. We're going to have a reception and some books for sale and things like that, which I'm really looking forward to. But I do have a couple of readings scheduled. And then during Art Week, which is June 20th to 27th, I've been working, collaborating with a few folks on a couple of things. One is a free little poetry library that's going to go up outside the DeVos Art Museum, so people can stop by and just, you know, borrow a poetry book and walk off with it and bring one back maybe, or bring the same one back. The little library concept is a really neat idea. So I'm really excited to kind of make it be poetry focused. I'm also collaborating with Abby at the co-op to do a Eat This Poem event during Art Week. So we'll have food samples and then Neruda odes. So many people know Neruda has a ton of odes that have to do with food.
Yes.
So we're going to have like food to sample as well as food-based poetry, I guess, from Neruda. And then I also have during Art Week a collaboration with the Children's Museum. So I'll go write some poetry with the kids in the Children's Museum for an hour. So those are the kind of quickly coming things, I guess. But I have some other ideas for later on in the summer as well.
I like the co-op idea. And some of those round fruit objects are very mysterious to write about, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm going to be excited to see what people come up with, honestly. I think it'll be a fun way to get poetry more, you know, into our everyday lives.
I mean,
I think that's what always makes me sad about people's perceptions of poetry, that it has to be something you do quietly in your room with nobody else around and you have to be smart enough to understand it. And I feel like, no, anybody can pick up Neruda and read an ode to a tomato or whatever, to salt, and really get what he's saying and experience it.
I talk to tomatoes frequently at home.
Do they answer back?
Sometimes they just are mute.
Yeah. It depends on other influences, I'm assuming.
Depends on the tomato.
Well, it looks like, Andrea, you've jumped right off the starting blocks and you've hit full stride going into this 2-year stint as our latest UP Poet Laureate. And I'm sure, Russ, you'll be chiming in every once in a while as part of these projects over the years, and more poetry and poets will get involved as time passes, and who knows, they may have a stipend.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, part of my idea for doing a crowdfunding campaign was to get a little bit of money in the bank, I guess,
right.
So that we could possibly pass it on to the next person, but also just reimburse, you know, reception costs and things like that, so
sure.
We can kind of do those things on a bigger scale than I would be able to do just from my paycheck.
Well, with that, I will say there will be more to come in that category and many others, poetry related and so forth. Now, again, this event to honor Russ, tomorrow night, it will be happening at the lower level of Peter White Library in the Arts and Culture Center, Room 3. And it begins at 7?
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Well, I'm outgoing and Andrea's incoming.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's going to be her night.
Of course.
Okay.
We'll fight about whose night it is.
Okay.
But
very good.
It's your night.
Well, thanks for both of you coming in this morning. Russ Thorburn, outgoing UP Poet Laureate. Andrea Scarpino, current UP Poet Laureate. Again, the event is tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at Peter White Public Library in the Arts and Culture Center. You're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90 WNMU, serving the Upper Great Lakes region from Northern Michigan University.